Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dinah and Goldman discussed how ExxonMobil may assist the youths with programs that would take them away from crime. Maurice accused Denzel of having an affair with Zena and refused to accept it was just a good friendship. Coretta complained to Goldman on the phone about John's abusive behavior. He walked in and angrily took the phone. Goldman advised him to leave the house. Right now, Coretta has gone to Sergeant Murray.
Morning, Sergeant Murray.
Coretta? Pretty good, aren't you? Like you wake up before board wife, girl.
I didn't sleep last night.
What happened?
It's my husband, Ron.
John?
Yes.
Y'all having problems?
Sergeant Murray, it's like I don't know who I'm dealing with anymore. This man just changed for me.
Change how?
He becoming very abusive.
Oh.
Every day cussing me and we even fighting.
What? What caused this?
I mean, things never was perfect from the start. We always used to have we little quarrels and things, but you see, over the Christmas season, everything just get worse.
Just like that, he started being abusive?
His wife died on Christmas Day 11 years ago, and like, he didn't get over it.
But why be abusive to you?
This is why you must take your time for know people before you marry them.
Look, there is no excuse for any man abusing any woman.
I mean, I must be a little at fault too, because I just quarrel with he too.
But he hit you. Correct?
Man, all two really fighting one another. You hear us say that we just fight.
So that is an excuse for him to hit you?
He even threatened to burn down my house.
What?
I can't even sleep properly in the night.
No, not good. Let me get dressed. You can meet me at the station and make your report.
No, Sergeant Murray, I want to though.
Why, Coretta?
He's not a bad man.
Oh, but he...
You could just give you a warning.
A warning?
Yes, I feel if you could do that, he can behave himself.
Coretta, you sure you don't want to report this man? Somebody hitting and threatening to burn down your house is a serious case of domestic abuse.
Like I said, I just provoke it too. Just give you a warning for me. I don't know he can pull his socks up.
All right. But promise me one thing.
Yes, sir.
The moment he gets out of line again, you will make a report.
It's not like he beat me for kill me or anything. John never beat me.
Oh.
It's just a little lash and a push here and there, and I keep saying I just fight it too.
And what if it escalates?
Look, man, just give you a warning for me, man. I'm trying to build life with this man. We're supposed to start a business.
Okay.
I'm confident you can catch yourself if you or one of the officers talk to E.
All right, Coretta. As you wish. But remember, if this happens again, report it to the station immediately.
Maurice has called me again, Miss Myrtle.
You want me to answer him?
What are you going to tell him?
To leave you alone, Zena.
Okay.
Hello.
Zena?
No, this is not Zena. Can you please stop calling her?
Who is this? Put my wife on the phone, please.
She doesn't want to speak to you.
She told you this?
That is the reason I'm answering the phone.
I want to hear the words from her mouth. Please put her on the phone.
I will do no such thing.
Where are you? Is Zena staying there?
Well, I will hang up now. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will find her, you know.
And then do what?
All I want to do is talk to her and explain myself.
You've done enough explaining. And it always the same results.
Tell her I'm going to speak to the counselor tomorrow.
You are only doing it because you think it will make Zena believe you're changing and take you back. Sir, you have to work on healing yourself.
What do you know about me, whoever you are? What has Zena told you about me?
The truth. I have seen evidence of a black eye.
She told you I hit her?
You didn't?
I found out she had an affair with a boy half her age. A boy she made me develop a friendship with, knowing they had a history. That is what got me upset. And when I confronted her, she fell and hit her eye. I didn't touch her.
Is that so?
Man, just put her on the phone. I want to speak to my wife. Zena!
Goodbye, sir. And may God be with you.
Zena! Zena!
What did he say?
Apparently, you fell and hit your face and got the black eye.
Wow.
It's him again.
Just let it ring out.
You should block his number, Zena.
Then he will come and find me and it will be bad for me.
Zena, you can't continue living in fear. You have people around you who are supporting you. You can report this man to the police.
He knows a lot of people, Miss Myrtle. Nothing will come out of it.
You see, that is one of the problems we have in this country. Just because people know big ones, they think they don't have to pay for their crimes. This nonsense must stop, man.
Yeah.
I know he has broken you and made you question your values, Zena. But you deserve so much more. You deserve love. You deserve a man who will respect you. Maurice has shown that he will not change.
Miss Myrtle, tell me. How do I turn off loving him despite everything that he has done to me?
You may never stop loving him. But you need to love yourself more.
I do.
This too shall pass, Zena. You wouldn't be imprisoned for the rest of your life. You are strong enough to do this.
Wait, is what you really telling me, Benicia? Brian calling them two Venezuelans every day and harassing them?
See, since they moved into Ignacio's apartment, he's threatening them. Shelly, they're scared. Ellos están tan asustados.
All right. I know what I can do.
You're calling Brian?
Nah. The police.
Good afternoon.
Sergeant.
Good afternoon. Sergeant Murray, Shelley.
How may I assist you, Mrs. Thomas?
I'm calling to make a report.
Okay, I'm listening.
Brian had two Venezuelans living at the house, and he was taking advantage of them. They end up in Marundi because Brian get involved in some business with some big man. He holding on to the people documents. And there are allegations that this big man organization trafficking people.
Trafficking?
Yes. But I really call in to report Brian because he harassing and threatening the two people that we rescued from the house. They're staying in one of Ignatius' properties.
Okay, noted. Look, we will question Brian.
And another thing. Ignatius' nephew Alonzo.
What has he done?
Matter of fact, he was in a relationship with Benicio and he tortured and harassed she till she lose she baby.
What?
As far as I'm concerned, you need to speak with both of them.
Okay, Mrs. Thomas. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. We will move in on it right away. Does Benicio want to report Alonzo?
Talk to she. Look, Benicio, talk to Sergeant Murray.
Hola.
Good afternoon, Miss Benicia. So, what happened between you and Alonzo?
Much abuse, Sergeant Murray. I was so stressed out and I lost my baby.
Did he physically assault you?
See, he slapped me, pushed me, threatened me.
Sounds like domestic violence. Okay, are you willing to come to the station to make an official report?
See?
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, come in as soon as possible.
Gracias.
Let me speak to Shelley.
Shelley, look.
Yes, Sergeant Murray.
We're going to look for both of these fellas now. Benicia said she wants to make a report, so bring her down to the station.
Right away, Sergeant Murray.
Alonzo Thomas and Brandy Freitas, I've been receiving some disturbing reports about you.
Sergeant Murray, with all due respect, I don't know what Shelley tell you. But she's a vindictive woman.
Lanza, we've received report that you are abusive and assaulted one, Benicia Martinez. What do you have to say?
I ain't gonna deny anything. We had a rough relationship.
And you assaulted her?
Well, I slap and maybe push her.
Do you think this is in any way related to her losing her baby?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we are investigating a report of domestic violence against you. Understand?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Brian? We've received reports that you and Alonzo are involved in an illegal business involving trafficking of Venezuelans. Care to elaborate on that?
Sergeant Murray, this big man just tell me he need help in hiring some Venezuelan. That's all. I don't know what else the big man does.
Alonzo, can you reveal the identity of this big man Brian made reference to?
All I know is what Brian tell me.
And all I know is what the big man tell me.
What's his name?
Look, I ain't no snitch.
Look, I am going to write down a name on this paper here. There. Is that the man?
Look, Sergeant Murray, this is dangerous people we dealing with, you know. Please, I don't want to be accused of snitching.
We have heard various reports about this man and his dealings. He allegedly exploits Venezuelans and is reportedly involved in several other shady business practices. These are serious allegations.
Sergeant Murray, I swear, all I know is what this big man tell me. I ain't know nothing about no shady business dealings.
But weren't the two Venezuelans staying at your house trafficked? And isn't it true that you're harassing them?
So wait, one or two phone calls is harassment?
So you admit you did call them?
It's not nothing like that, Sergeant Murray. Look, please, I can't go to jail. I got me cheering them, buddy.
Brian, there are consequences to your actions. The Venezuelans have already reported that you took their documents and they were being forced to work with little or no pay.
What is this?
Sergeant Murray, all I was asked to do was to find people to work. I didn't know it was so deep.
But you must have had some suspicions, Alonzo.
All I do was try to get people.
Sergeant Murray, look, please. I'm begging you, please, man.
Brian, trafficking in persons is a serious crime. The fact that you withheld those Venezuelans' documents tells us that you knew what was going on in this business with the big man.
Sergeant Murray, please. I'm begging you, please. I got me cheering them, buddy. I got me cheering them.
Brian De Freitas and Alonzo Thomas, you are under arrest.
Marundi
came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.